is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside the luxurious, the ever tan in the sun, the travel the state, stick your hand under rocks, rappel down mountains, bungee jump, jump out of planes.
Heck yeah.
You name it. Her name's Danielle Fairman, and she rocks and rolls around the state just like Elvis. And I have the joy.
Jolvis.
That was a nickname in college. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
I think Jolvis. He just made it up.
I promise you.
It was.
Some guys called me Elvis in his later years. I don't know. Was that an insult?
I don't know. It's, maybe it's the hair. You have
Isn't
hair.
It
you
could,
have good
it
hair.
It is a little bit Elvis-y. And I would wear one of those cape things with the sequins and stuff. Those
Prove
were cool.
It.
Is
Prove
it a nickname it. If you start it yourself?
That
right
was a, that was
off
an insult.
The bat, ladies and gentlemen, the chefferie of Raised in Wisco.
The insultery.
The best cook I've ever met.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Joel.
No doubt about it.
Your mom?
Well, my mom's
she's
in a category by herself.
Oh, no offense.
But
she
is in a directed category. She's a little Italian mom, first generation
she's
American.
She's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, she is.
And her cooking is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to an actual chef, I got to tell you, the award-winning, classically trained French culinarian Chef Ellie Lawton is part of the show, and we're awfully lucky about that because she's phenomenal. And although it has made us all a little fatter and closer to diabetic, we get to
not
eat.
My problem.
I feel like it's kind of made me healthier too, though.
Well, we do eat healthy food. She does use very healthy ingredients.
Not today.
Looking at the table right now. Not
Chef
today.
Chef Marie brought the taco johnneries.
Oh, but you got to every once in a while, you have to appreciate good culinary fast food, and Taco John's is up at the top of the list for me. It really is.
I will forever and always disagree with you guys. I do not understand your fascination with Taco John's.
Whoa, it's
you don't,
the
Danielle,
bean and meat paste.
It is. Oh. They've got like a...
so
got like a meat paste.
We don't need to listen. We're outdoorsmen. We eat all of the animals and all the things.
Yes.
And a little bean and meat paste doesn't scare us.
I think that whatever Taco John's uses for their beef is probably just barely a step above FDA approval. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. But man, oh man, it is tasty.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is pasty also.
Good.
In the fishbowl is Jacob. We're actually in the fishbowl in Racine at WAUK, which is awesome. Love having you with us. I'm really excited tonight because this is a symbiotic relationship we have.
Oh.
Chris Casper is our guest tonight.
Hello.
And not only did he and I meet and kind of become fast friends, but he's really my boss at the station. He's one of my bosses at the station.
Oh, good grief. I am not.
Sorry,
well,
Chris. Sorry you have to handle that. Sorry you have to deal with that.
Chris and I got to talk, and he came, helped us set up the fishbowl WFSH in Concord, Wisconsin, from the museum room. I love that room.
It's a nice room.
It's a fantastic room.
Great for radio.
Sometimes it's called the secret door.
Yeah, that's
secret
right.
Door.
Hey, well, it's not secret anymore, Chris. It's not. It's not a secret. And I never call
it. Is Becky aware of that door?
I don't call it a man. I don't call it a man room either because I think that there are just as many women who go in that room as men.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Becky aware of that?
Oh, gosh.
Danielle, I think we could just stay out of this conversation.
I feel like we need to be over here.
Oh, boy. You can't win.
Danielle, just eat the Taco John's and smile.
Yes,
Chris,
dear.
Chris and I met and became friends and realized we have a whole lot in common in our love for the outdoors. I think he left my home that day with about 30 to 40 pounds of wild game meat.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% true.
And then in the following weeks, I started getting photographs of him of some of the awesome stuff he was cooking.
Ooh.
So I said, I said, please come on the show. It's not often I get to have folks who work for Civic Media on the show with me. I did a little bit with Maggie Dawn once. She came on my show. I went on hers with Danielle. And now we got Chris Casper on the show. And I want to know, Chris, we're going to do a lot of culinary today. That's for sure.
Oh, this sounds that happens to be my favorite.
I'm into it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound horrible. And, you know, that's the number one thing I get from people I run into saying, yeah, I really liked when you guys talked about this recipe. I love that you guys eat all the mm-hmm. time. You guys seem so excited about eating. Well,
yes, we are.
You don't get this way because you're afraid of food, all right? That's all I have to say about that. But Chris, I wanted you to tell me a little bit about some of your history in the Wisconsin outdoors and what makes you love it as much as you do and how cool it is that it ended up in a symbiosis for us to have you on our show.
Well, I'm going to come right out and say it. I'm actually from Minnesota. So I grew up in Minnesota.
It's okay.
I always say I'm so scrawny. I'm from Minnesota.
That makes sense. That actually
makes sense. My mom saw the movie Fargo and she was offended. Like, we don't talk like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we talk like that, mom.
Ooh, are we going to do accents today on the show? I love accents.
You do them every week.
You know,
that's true.
So, my into that world was for sure through the Boy Scouts of America. And I spent my entire childhood until I was at age 18 growing up in that world. And we did a camping outing every month of the year, whether it was below zero or 100 degrees. And that's we were taught to leave things as good or better than you found them. And I spent my life growing up in that world. And that's very, very, very important to me.
Oh, so I have to ask the question. You stayed until you were 18. Did you become an Eagle Scout?
I became very, very close. I ran out of time because I was very involved in sports and athletics and other things.
Yes.
I missed it by a few months. I actually do have the award of merit and honor from the Boy Scouts of America.
Wow. That is a very highly acclaimed award.
There are one of those given out for every 10,000 Eagle Scouts. So
10,000?
I have that. Yep. Yeah. I have one of those plaques hanging on my wall in the studio
That's
at home.
Awesome.
It's a very big honor.
I love that. Joel has his canoe badge.
I do. She's not joking. I have my canoe.
You talked to us last week about it.
But this is exciting to me because this is what Raised in Wisco is about, finding commonalities among the folks who love the outdoors of Wisconsin. And I want to talk for just a minute, and it's not going to be, I mean, you think, oh, Boy Scouts, that's a boring conversation. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Okay?
Clean.
Now say it backwards.
It backwards.
That's
all I got. I was in your same spot, Chris. I was a life scout, and I ended up with the time running out. I was two merit badges and a service project short of becoming an Eagle Scout, and I sure wish I had become an Eagle Scout. But one thing I want to talk about with the Boy Scouts is that was a place I really got my roots in the outdoors of Wisconsin. I look forward to those jamborees and the camping. And I don't think we give enough time and credit on this show to camping. And I want to tell you that camping, if you are an outdoors person in Wisconsin, if you love fishing, mm-hmm. if you love hiking, if you love hunting, and if you love culinary, mm-hmm. Boy Scouts is a great way to start, and camping is at the root of that because the Wisconsin campgrounds have been absolutely integral in my childhood and being able to understand the outdoors. Not only do you get to know what there is to do, but you learn what is forageable. You can fish at almost every campground in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
A lot of campgrounds in Wisconsin, you can hunt on adjacent lands out in Ottawa.
Oh, absolutely.
All over the place.
I'm beautiful out there all campgrounds. The time.
Was camping something important to you, Chris, growing up?
100%. That was a huge part of my upbringing. And like I said, I've camped outside 50 times when the temperature was below zero. And
vice
versa when it was 90 some degrees above zero. And as in Minnesota, we say it's not so much that heat, it's that gosh darn humidity.
I feel like that's everywhere.
And Everybody says that, but I'm not 100% true. That's completely factual. I was in Arizona once, and it was about 110 degrees out and dry as a Pop-Tart, and I was still melting.
Dry as a Pop-Tart.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
110 degrees is still 110 degrees.
Right. I have a question about the Eagle Scouts situation. You both ran out of time. That just means that you turned 18, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
100% Bummer. Correct.
You cannot be a Boy Scout if you're 18. And
yeah, because then it'd be Man Scouts. Remember, Danielle?
Yeah, Man Scouts. Right.
There was a period in Danielle's life where she was interested in Man Scouts.
No, no, she wasn't.
Oh, here we go.
Joel, do you think that Danielle and I would have been kicked out of Girl Scouts?
I don't know.
I think we would have set a new path on Girl Scouts.
Yeah, a new
path. Well,
yes.
I know this about you, Chef Lawton. You would have sold the most Girl Scout cookies. That I do
for
know.
For sure. Yes.
You are she's a salesman and a culinarian. So.
I'm a sales. Are you kidding me? I'm a fantastic
Danielle,
salesman.
I think we would have won all the awards for selling cookies for sure.
Luke, Josh's youngest, he had to go sell those tickets for the raffle for his
and
travel.
And you sold them for him.
I just took over.
That doesn't surprise me even a little bit, Danielle.
I got $1,000 in 2 days.
I think sales is in
like
your future.
No.
Why?
No, I like dirt work.
Okay.
Well, sales can be dirt work.
It could be. Okay, continue to Eagle Scouts.
So,
moving on.
But I was going to say there's a common saying in Boy Scouts. The only reason, if you're serious about being a Boy Scout and you don't get your Eagle badge, it's for one of two reasons, and they're both fumes. One is gasoline fumes, and one is perfume. And you get and you can get a little distracted by both. If you get into cars, I mean, because you're at that point where you can drive when you turn 16, and all of a sudden, I don't know why, but the ladies become interesting and
weird.
And then you run out of time.
And you run out of time.
Run out of time. Oh, bummer.
No, hey, and I've found the cool part is I've found a way, you know, having been in the legislature, I found a way to keep a connection with Boy Scouts. I got to go and present awards to them, present mm-hmm. Eagle Scouts and present merit awards throughout that. So that was actually a pretty cool part of my life all the way through. Chris, any specific memories of a great camp out?
Well, the biggest memory was getting caught in Hurricane Andrew in 1991 or two.
That's what I wanted you to bring up, Chris.
Oh.
I was like a lawyer. I brought it up, but we're going to have to continue the conversation in a minute. But I want to talk with Chris about his harrowing experience in the Boy Scouts. And plus, we've got our weekly Wisco's to do, and we're going to talk about a lot of food. We're going to go through favorite foods, and you're going to learn Chef Lawton, Danielle, Chris, and my favorite casseroles today, and we're going to explain to you how to make them. Chris Casper's our guest. We got Jacob in the fishbowl, Ellie Lawton, the chef, Danielle Fairman, my co-host, and I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco.
Do you want a fox trap?
I've never hunted a fox before.
Oh.
Successfully. I would like to hunt a fox, but I do. But I do eat everything that I kill, so I would have to try to eat fox. That would be a little strange.
We had a fox with not good health conditions in my backyard about a month ago.
Oh. Oh, bummer.
That's a bummer. Did he have mange?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's the most common one that the canine species get that you can kind of see, I would say. Folks, joining us, this is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. We love having you along. We talk about food every week. Very clearly, we love food. Food's my favorite dish. Never met a food I didn't like. Danielle Fairman is my co-author of this show. So if you don't like how it's written, blame her.
Yes, please.
And Chef Ellie Lawton is the editor. So if it's
well, that makes sense, actually.
It kind of does. Editor, auditor, you name it. Fill in the blank. Chris Casper's our guest today. Works for Civic Media. He's kind of one of the bigwigs, so I got to make sure that everything goes smoothly with today's show. Chris, we went into the break, and I want to tease this because I want folks to understand. Chris had a camping experience in a class 3 or 4 hurricane.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Five. Category five hurricane. But we're gonna ease into that segment because we're gonna do our weekly Wisco. Woo-hoo! Wisco. Wisco. Ooh. We should have a jingle for weekly Wiscos. Wouldn't that be cool?
Sure.
Maybe we should write one. That'd be fun.
You're pretty good at jingles.
Danielle.
Hi.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. What's your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco is my birthday month.
Yay. Oh, I'll take that. And as a matter of fact, Danielle's birthday was a mere 5 days ago, last Tuesday. So we're wishing Danielle a fantastic 29th birthday.
Yeah.
And we hope that she has a fantastic, wonderful year. This, for those of you who don't know, is also my birthday month.
Yes. I hope you both been celebrating every day.
I have been celebrating often.
Oh, I love birthdays.
I love celebrating birthdays.
Yes.
I had mine at the beginning of the month, so I felt initially a little bit guilty about celebrating my birthday after my birthday.
No.
Why?
I don't feel that way anymore.
Good.
I am celebrating every day of my birthday month.
Absolutely.
The part I'm worried about that is like once the month ends, then I'll be really bummed. I'm worried because I want birthday July too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So for my birthday, I busted out my kayak, gave her a good rinse down with Wabam, and I've been out kayaking.
Nice.
Like multiple times a week.
I gotta ask.
Wabam
is that like cooking oil?
Yes, I rub cooking oil all over my kayak at night and
so glad you have water.
Yeah, I talk sweet music to it or talk sweet things to it. Yes, no. Wabam is like the greatest cleaning solution for your cars, for your house.
I've heard of Kaboom. Wow. I've never heard of Wabam.
No, Wabam. Okay.
Is that like the generic version of Kaboom?
Because no,
Kaboom's pretty generic already.
Oh, my goodness.
You both stay up late on the shopping network, don't you?
So you want to know the best? Because Wabam, we used it at my old company, Rams. We used it on the cleaning the equipment and everything on the inside. And I fell in love with it. And I was at Chicken Fest 2 years ago. For my birthday, I know.
Okay, this all sounds fake.
Is this all going to be full circle?
This all sounds so fake.
And somebody was walking by, and they had a Wabam shirt on for the cleaning stuff. And I was like, oh, Wabam, that's the greatest name ever. Like I started telling them about the cleaning solutions and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out it was actually the founders of Wabam. So
Wabam.
And they didn't offer you
a
sales job?
Did you get a sponsorship out of this?
They actually live 2 doors down, or... Like, well, 2 from where I live, like 2 doors down, so it's like a mile away.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And I got a bunch of free products.
It's like you wondered what it was about, and wha-bam, they told you.
This is way more exciting for me than it is for you guys. I
can't help this because I have a theory that everybody has a different sound for what it makes when you fire a gun.
Wait, what?
Everybody has a different way they say when I fire a gun, if someone says, if you're going through a hunting story and you say you're fired a gun, I always say, that's what my sound for firing a gun is. But everybody has a different story. And my college roommate, Matt, when he fires a gun, he says, fwabap.
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 Wow.
And so I want to know what everybody's sound is for when they're describing firing a gun. Danielle, what's yours?
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
I don't know. You
have described shooting something before and you've made the fire sound.
Well, I more or less I do the emotions. Right now.
What is yours, Chef Lawton?
Since we're talking about cleaning, mine's wax on, wax off.
What?
I can't think of mine, honestly. I think
kaboom. Yeah.
Stoop. That's the, one of my friends from
maybe like pew pew. I don't know.
Pew pew.
Pew 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 pew.
What age you might be?
Chris Casper, what's yours?
Pew pew, 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 pew.
See?
I have a funny story of an ex-girlfriend that told me one morning
oh,
after.
Oh, I thought you said the next
girlfriend. She's like, you were dreaming in your sleep, and she was like, you were like, pew, 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 in your dream. And that's
you were
the funniest thing ever.
You were Yosemite-samming in your dream. Oh, if you could see Chris, he just did finger guns while he was describing the pew, pew.
If that isn't funny, I don't know what it is.
That's pretty funny.
Danielle, you took this train right off the tracks, girl.
No, I did not.
Right to a bam mountain.
Ellie Lawton, what's your weekly whisko?
I did not wax my kayak. I rode my horse.
Ooh, that's
I did
a heck
not
of
think
a good
you were
going
to say kayak after wax my, but.
You yeah. meant car.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and I didn't ride a sideways banana. Mine was the beauty of going down the road. I still scout when it's not hunting season and seeing all of the baby fawns
they're
with
so
their
cute.
Mom deer.
And the goslings.
Oh, so beautiful. And goslings and baby ducks.
I
it was
traffic.
Phenomenal. Chris, give me your weekly whisko.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Something Jeez. You did in the outdoors. We'll get to that. And a hurricane during a camping trip. This is Raising Whisko. Is as easy as ABC 123.
Ooh, nice.
This is Raised in Whisko. I'm Joel Clayfish. That
Hello.
Over there, that crazy lady over there is Danielle Fairman, our chef, Ellie Lawton, Chris Casper's on the show. We just wrapped. We have got, why is she laughing?
Because you said that crazy lady, and I'm like, well, which one's he talking about?
Both of you. Definitely both of you.
Thank you.
Chris Casper is our guest today. Works for Civic Media, but I got a chance to know him and realize we got a lot in common in the great outdoors, and he's got some wacky stories. In fact, I've been teasing it. I'm very excited to hear about this story.
Yes, Chris I'm ready
Casper
for it.
Decided to go camping in a class 5 hurricane.
Well, were you already there? Did you decide to go?
Did you see it like,
the plan,
oh,
so.
The weatherman said it's going to be horrible weather. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is going to harken back to the Boy Scouts of America, and we wanted to go on a sailing trip. So we spent about a year and a half going through getting Red Cross certified for sailing and did all the things and got the merit badges, and we went down to the Florida Sea Base in Key Isla Mirada. It's a Boy Scout camp down there, and we were there for a couple of days, and it became clear that Hurricane Andrew was barreling down on us, so they evacuated us out of the Keys to Miami. And it was, you know, if any of you have ever been to the Keys, it's just a 2-lane highway.
Yep, mm-hmm. One way in, one way out.
And it was, you know, like you could have walked faster than the train of cars.
Oh, for sure.
There,
for
like
sure.
Evacuating. And as it turns out, the storm shifted north the last 12 hours, and they evacuated us to the dead center of the storm.
Oh, man.
So they evacuated us to Florida International University, which was a very safe place away from the ocean and the storm surge. But it ended up being the very center of the storm to the point where we could walk out during the eye of the hurricane and birds chirping and sunny day.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
All of a
that's,
sudden,
I always
boom,
wondered
like
if that's
again.
Real. Like if that's that really 100. Feels, it's got to be one of the most eerie feelings in the world.
It was like crazy storms, you know, sirens going off the whole thing, and then walking outside and it's beautiful. And then, holy crap, we better get back inside right now kind of thing.
So how long did that center stay over the top of you?
I would say the eye was maybe an hour.
Wow.
I mean, I was a teenager, and I'm 48 now, so like we're going back.
But
in
you
my
know it's coming. You know the hell is yep. coming back.
Yep. And the
what
tail
a
end,
crazy feeling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The tail end certainly did, and came back, and I was there with wonderful adults and leaders in our troop, and I think there were about 8 of us as children. teenagers and a little bit younger on the trip, and we were stranded.
This is what you guys were preparing for. Yeah, survival instincts. This is what all those badges were for.
That's a great point, Danielle, because the motto for the Boy Scouts is be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
So were you prepared?
Were you guys prepared?
Yeah, we weren't prepared
for a hurricane necessarily, but we were prepared with our values that Joel so eloquently rattled off before. I don't even think I could rattle those off that quickly. But we're like, well, hey, we're stranded. We're Boy Scouts. We're here to help. So we volunteered with the Red Cross for about 3 days to hey, we're here. We're Boy Scouts. We're going to do whatever we can. And I think I made tens of thousands of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches yeah, for everybody nice. That was hanging out there.
Love that
and
job. Like,
it you formed my love of corned beef hash out of a giant 1 gallon can. And,
oh, wonderful.
And so that experience was formative. And I'm like, I'm a Minnesota farm boy. What the heck am I doing in the middle of a hurricane? But I mean, there we were.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that is an experience I will never, ever forget.
And nobody got hurt? Nobody, everybody made it
out
fine?
Well, none of us got hurt. A lot of people got hurt.
Right, right. Nobody in your group got hurt.
And we had stayed at Homestead Air Force Base on the way down and like a week before, and that got wiped off the map. Like, it was just gone.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So have you returned to the Keys since?
Not as an adult, I have not. Mm-hmm. I've been to Florida quite a few times since then, but we got friends that have snowbirded, as the word is, and are in Florida, and things are not going to get better there with the hurricanes and things. Like I don't think their forecast this year for the hurricane season. It's not a good outlook for that. So. But we were there, and it was an experience that I will never, ever forget.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of the Boy Scout model, be prepared, that reminds me of preparing food.
Yeah.
Because everything reminds me of food somehow.
I love the story when you got to the sandwiches and the corned beef hash.
Wow.
You know, who should be the chef in the group? Definitely Ellie. Yes. She would sit and make 1,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
With the biggest smile on my face.
And meticulous about the first one and the 1,000th that I can just about guarantee. What, you know, when you came to my house the first time, did you, to set up the studio, Chris, did you think you'd be leaving with a bag full of raw wild meat?
I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest, but sorry about almost knocking the wildebeest off the wall.
That's
the
okay. Well, many people do.
Yes, everybody does.
Our field producer, Noah, almost knocks something off the wall
every time.
Week.
So. Yes.
Every time we say, Noah, please be careful. I don't want you to get hurt. And he conks his head on one of the various animals.
And I
want
to clarify, when he says, I didn't mean knock the wildebeest off the wall. That's not just a saying.
Literally.
There's so many things on this wall.
There's literally a wildebeest that many people knock their head into. Yeah, that is a fact.
Alligators, turkeys, bears,
deer, elk. Your best bet is to just walk in there on all fours and just stay down. Stay down low.
Stay down.
So out of all the things that he gave you.
Especially for me, being 6'6".
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Out of all the things he gave you, what was your favorite? And have you had those before, whatever he gave you?
Oh, man. I think maybe my favorite is the most recent one that I sent him a picture of. And it was a young hen, wild turkey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sent me along with at least 20 or if not 30 pounds of food. And I love to cook.
That was awesome. What did you make out of the turkey?
Yeah, I want to know that.
So I did it was a wok stir fry.
Ooh.
And, use a little grapeseed oil, fried up the veggies, and you know, chopped it up into edible bites. The hen and topped it off with some Japanese barbecue sauce over a bed of brown rice, and it was just mouthwatering. It was amazing. Yeah.
That was your first time cooking wild turkey?
No, it was not. Not my first time drinking it either.
Yum. So you had that with your stir fry, hey?
Yes. No, it was. No, I'm big into smoking meats. Low and slow is the way to go.
Yeah.
I have lots of friends that I don't do a lot of hunting anymore, but I grew up doing a lot of it and fishing, a lot of ice fishing. Still do that. And it was just so good. And to know that like a personal friend of mine like harvested this meat, and it just makes it all that much more special.
Well, I appreciate that, and I couldn't agree with you more. If you haven't had wild game, I have a quick question for you. People always ask me, what is the difference between wild turkey and a turkey you buy from the store? And I tell them, if you prepare it right, you can't tell the difference, really.
Mm-hmm. That's very
I really
true.
Don't think you can. And would you say it turned out that way? Can you even really tell the difference if you do it right?
100%. 100%. And my big thing with, like, especially with fish and poultry, is brine it overnight.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. You brine it overnight, and it gets a lot of that sometimes what people call, it's bitter or gamey. You just got to do a little reading, little bit of studying up, and you know, brine it overnight and do the things, and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's better. If
you're
not
speaking
anything,
my love
better.
Language, man. Brining.
Brining is your love language.
Yeah, brining, marinating.
Not receiving gifts or
no,
physical touch. It's brining.
No, brining and marinating.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna marinate on that, I guess. What, Danielle? If you're watching, if you're listening to the show and you don't catch it live, how can you see and listen to this amazing show? If you miss us Saturday at 11 on the 21 Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin.
I love that you said that, because we have a buffet of Taco John's in front of us right now.
And that is also marinating.
Yes.
It is marinating in the heavy juices of the warmth of the studio right now.
You can listen to us on Facebook Live, which you could see at the whole entire smorgasbord of Taco John's. You can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music, but also you can go on YouTube and you get to see it as well. But if you go onto Facebook, please give us a like. We would love to hear your thoughts. So please send us a message and we will try to talk about it on air. Yes.
And check out our weekly recipes that we're posting on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes. So we've got, I want to give a quick shout out to Megan Salazar, who is...
Salad Bar.
Megan Salad Bar. everything relates to food, who is really taking over the helm on our Facebook page. Join our Facebook page. Send us photos. We will post them. We'll talk about it on the air. Ask us questions through the Facebook page. You know, listen, we love to learn on Raised in Wisco as much as we love to share what we know about the great outdoors of Wisconsin. So please feel free to contact us through Facebook. Tell us what you like we're doing. Tell us what you want to hear more of. I'm going to start, though. This is going to take a little bit, because today we're doing our favorite casseroles for the mm-hmm. cooking segment of the show. And I want everybody here to talk about their favorite casserole. And if you're listening out there and you're not a casserole fan, or you say to yourself, oh, man, I've gone to enough family reunions or potlucks and casserole, 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 I'm telling you, you haven't been creative enough, because casserole just means a few different ingredients put together, and you can become really creative, especially when you're talking about your wild game or your fish that's either caught in a local stream or lake or purchase from the store. And also, one thing that's important to me is that everybody understand, you do not need to have wild game to do our recipes. Every recipe we talk about has a protein. Just about every recipe has a protein. Sure, we do some sides that don't have a meat in it, but a meat or a fish. But you do not need to have wild game. You can apply our recipes. Chef Lawton explains them so simply. You can apply her recipes and the recipes we talk about on this show. You can do them at home, and you can use store-purchased meat, and you don't even have to buy the expensive store-purchased meat. Most of the recipes we do, you can use your much less expensive cuts, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when we talk about our casseroles. I want to have everybody just quickly name their casseroles, and then we're going to get into them. Danielle, what casserole are you going to talk about?
I do love my pot pie casseroles.
Ooh, perfect. Chef Lawton?
Cowboy casserole.
Cowboy casserole. Interested to know what that is. Chris Casper, you got a favorite casserole?
Reuben.
Ooh, I like it. Jacob, you like casseroles? You got one in mind?
Tuna.
Tuna casserole.
Pulling out the tuna casserole. I'm going to say wild turkey casserole. We're going to get to how to make all of those. This is Raised in Wisco. cowboy, baby. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is next to me, woo-hoo! The world-famous culinarian chef. Yes. Ellie Lawton joins us, and Chris Casper's on the show with us tonight.
Do you guys know that Jacob just played the theme song for my casserole?
Oh, you know what? I bet it wasn't. I'm going to bet you it was not even by coincidence, because that's the kind of guy Jacob is.
Yeah, right?
Jacob, you think around the corner sometimes, and
you're
I like
best,
it.
You're the best, Jacob.
I do like that. That's
and
for sure.
I think the most important thing is that even if you don't, you should let people think that you did. Who knows?
Fake it till you make it, brother. Fake it till you make it. We're doing casseroles for the cooking segment today. I'm going to keep mine wild game, but I'm going to start with Chef Ellie Lawton because that's why she gets paid the big bucks to be on the show as the official chef.
I get paid in Taco John's.
In Wisco. You get paid in Taco John's you bought tonight.
Oh, my God. What is happening? I bought. You're drinking out of my Yeti. What is happening here?
Hey, it's a family affair. It's family style. That's what they call that.
Casserole. Well, it's not really casserole season here in Wisconsin, but honestly.
Is it not, though?
You can have casserole all year round, right? So casserole, you guys might go back and forth. I know some people that are like, you know what? Lasagna is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
XYZ is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
Casserole is the dish you bake it in and you serve it out of. Okay.
Okay.
Can we say that again for the people in the back, aka Josh Belsky?
Josh, don't make me come over and give you a lecture on casseroles.
Yes, he does not say it's a he does not call it a casserole dish.
Oh,
just the glass dish. I'm like, what?
It's a casserole dish.
All right, well, we'll handle that later on with Josh. So my casserole, I've talked about it before. It's cowboy casserole. Everyone always asks me for the recipe. It is so easy. 2 pounds of whatever ground meat you want. I use venison beef. It turns out great. Brown that. Add some onions, some peppers that are sauteed, a little bit of salsa. You're measuring with your heart. about a cup of barbecue sauce. Whatever veggies you have, throw it in there. Saute it up. And the topping is going to be just a cornbread mixture. You can get the pre-mixed stuff, or you can make your own from scratch. Throw some jalapenos on top. Bake that for 375 for about 45 minutes till the cornbread is done. And you have an awesome casserole. And then serve it with salsa and sour cream and avocado and some right wing sauce and all the toppings.
That sounds fantastic.
That's mine.
See, that sounds like a good rain day.
Hey, everybody have a great week. See you now. My mouth is watering for sure. Danielle, tell us about your casserole.
Well, I'm a Popeye fanatic. You're Joel Clayfish.
I love
your
pot
pie is so good. But
yes,
the casserole,
it's
a lot easier. You can either make it with noodles or get the graham biscuits. Just bake your biscuits first. And I love making everything on the Traeger. So just bake your...
What's your meat of choice in your casserole?
Oh, that's my girl right there, the Traeger.
I love using steak.
Yep.
Because I just love steak. Yeah. I love steak.
You are a steak
Red
girl.
Meat.
Steak.
I'm all about it. But you can use chicken. You can use turkey. You can use whatever protein that you like. Just put it in there. It's
put
going
it
to.
What else are you putting in the filling?
I go nice and easy. I like frozen vegetables, and I do cans of cream of chicken or cream of mushroom.
Okay.
And then I put
that's
it all
a
together.
Classic Wisconsin casserole,
yes,
right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you cannot go wrong with it. You just can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
And even if you have a tougher cut of meat or a less tender cut of meat, when you roll it on that Traeger low and slow all day long,
so good. In
it gets
a cast
so
iron,
tender.
Gotta put it in a cast iron. I, we're talking about casserole.
I do like that.
That technically
makes it a what, Chef? That's called a cobbler, then, correct? French.
What?
A Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Well, if it was a Dutch oven, it'd have a lid on it.
Oh, that's true.
So we're just going to stick with this as her casserole and move on.
Okay. Yeah, it's my casserole.
Whoa, sorry I blew up, everybody. Casper, what's your casserole?
Well, I do a Reuben tater tot, and I'm from Minnesota, so we call it a hot dish.
Man.
So you got to excuse me.
A hot dish.
Hot
dish.
Hot dish.
Hot dish
and casserole is the same thing.
Love me a hot dish.
So you, however you procure your corned beef... I mean, it could just be as easy as some sliced corned beef for sandwiches, and you chop it up and throw it in, a little bit of sauerkraut, a little bit of Swiss cheese, shredded, throw it in there with some Thousand Island and mix that all together and put it in the bottom of the casserole or hot dish pan and spread it out and then neurotically place the tater tots on top of it, glaze it with some Thousand Island, then some shred some Swiss on top of it, throw it in the Traeger N450 or the oven N450. And if you really want to give that marbled rye taste, grind a little bit of caraway seeds.
Love it. Great idea. Love it.
Yes. And
it tastes like a Reuben. I swear to God, it tastes like a Reuben.
I want to know how on earth I am so full and so hungry.
Joel, let's get to your casserole.
What's your answer? Right.
I'm going to roll my wild turkey, wild goose, or venison in the crock pot all day long with a basic recipe, water, lemon juice, some provider seasonings, and a cup of oil. Shred the heck out of it. Take the stock out of that. Make a roux and a gravy. Put it back in with your shredded meat. Put that shredded meat on the base. And then I cover it with stuffing croutons. Ooh. And then I cover that with mashed potatoes. And then I sprinkle chives and bacon bits on top and throw it in the oven to get crispy on the top. And I've got a wild turkey casserole, wild goose casserole.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's Thanksgiving in a dish.
That is.
Yes.
And, you know, it
that
is.
That sounds amazing.
It's Thanksgiving casserole.
It's amazing. Like it's the heat of summer right now, but don't be scared of them casseroles. Serve them outside when it gets a little cooler. We love having you along. Again, another Raised in Wisco that went by in the flash of a pan. That's Danielle Fairman. That's Chef Ellie Lawton. Over there is Chris Casper. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.